Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach you about truth, justice, and the dreck that is coming out of the Democratic Party today. And oh my goodness, it is flying fast and furious. I mean, it is definitely flying fast and furious. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. Done a beautiful Monday afternoon.
You know, all right, we've got Steyer dropped out, then Mayor
Buttigieg.
Yes, who wants to be, who's pushing to be in the second slot. And Amy Klobuchar.
So we're down to four, right?
Well, here's the deal, Dick. Now, of the major contenders for president of the United States, and there would be four left, Donald Trump is the youngest of the bunch.
Youngest of the men. Youngest of the men.
Well, she doesn't get 10% of the vote. Pocahontas is, you know, she's dead in the water. She just doesn't know it. You know, she's just waiting for, you know,
the
Battle of Little Bighorn, where she can get her, you know, her, you know, revenge. But, you know, she's been smoking too much wampum. Any rate, she's going nowhere. All right, listen, the reason that the three have dropped out is the Democrats are making promises all over the place. They're all talking to Barack Obama, and goal, Steyer, but Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Pete, who's, you know, looking to fill the second slot.
In case they didn't get it the first time.
They're trying to take Bernie out. And
yeah.
Let me tell you why they're so desperate about this right now. And the 1st of January in California. California is the big deal for the Democrats. That is their base, period. And the whole West Coast. But we're going to take California because it's the biggest enchilada. Bernie and Sanders, excuse me, Bernie and Joe Biden, on the 4th of January, were essentially tied. One was at 22% of the vote, and the other had 20. And I think Bernie was, that's within the margin of error. Now, as of today, Bernie is at 35%, and Joe is at 18. Essentially, Bernie has doubled him. And that's in a two-month period. He's surging, and they want to stop him. And they think that if they can take all the minor candidates out, that these people that will want to just jump in behind Joe Biden, which I'm not at all sure that they would want to do, or Bloomberg, I guess, stop Bernie because they know in their heart of hearts that Bernie is going to just be annihilated by Trump in the general election. Now, and we keep hearing all of these people talk about, well, that's what they kept saying about Trump, and look what he did. But what Trump was peddling was make America great again, patriotism, return to your faith, close the borders. We're not paying for people, you know, who aren't American citizens, foreign wars. We want to, you know, unleash the energy sector and become energy independent. We want to return to patriotism, to an American value. That resonates with Americans. Bernie, you know, is America's fundamentally racist, which I don't believe we are, and not worth saving. We need to collectivize everything, essentially make the United States into what the Soviet Union was, or Venezuela, or Cuba, and he's talking about the great virtues of Castro. This is just crazy. Crazy Bernie is not, when Trump was doing it, the worst that you could say about him, and you can still say it about him, is that he just says a lot of nasty things about people. And I think that's fair criticism even now. He just, I watched his thing on Saturday afternoon at CPAC, and I mean, it was like stand-up comedy almost. And, you know, when he would talk about Bloomberg, and then he just kind of ducked down to where he went beneath the podium, Dick, I started laughing. I didn't think I was going to be able to quit because he was so funny.
Yeah.
And it is funny. You know, here we go. We've got all this stuff. And what Bernie's peddling is not a return to American values, a return to the faith of our forefathers, a return to exceptionalism. All he appeals to is youth that have been taught the wrong things, which, you know, it's in the future, that's going to be a really bad thing for us. And I can just tell you right now, but right now, I don't know what else to say. They are pulling out the stops to try and stop Bernie. But you know what? I don't think they're going to be able to do it. The thing is that he's like Trump in that he's passionate about what he believes. He just believes a bunch of stuff that isn't good. But there are people who buy into it. Of course, you know, all of these people from the left, they think that we're crazy. They thought we've been crazy for years. You remember when they were talking about, violent the Tea Party people were? They're mostly old men and old ladies that just said, I want a strong America. And, they should be on the watch list. I mean, these are terrible, terrible people. They should be on the terror list. What? Are you kidding me? Grandmothers, grandfathers, people that you couldn't take the smile off of their face if you had to, unless you just got into being mean-spirited to them about their values. And then they very definitely were strong and still are, thank God. But
now you have
we're
the Bernie
Bernie
bros.
And all of,
yeah.
You know,
the Bernie bros
really are nasty. These guys, they want
just
a revolution.
They want to punch you in the face. Knock your hat off and punch you in the face. They don't want to talk. They had a guy on today that was asking these people, saying, you're calling Trump a racist. Just give me one example. Well, we don't even want to talk to you. The guy says, see, they don't have anything. They really don't. They just say things, no different than the newspaper. You know how they took what he was saying, and they tried to say that the coronavirus and Trump called it a hoax, and he never said that at all. Just unbelievable how they try and switch things up, and then these newspapers pick it up and they run with it, and it's all fake. But they, I don't know, you know, when you have people out there that can't tell you who won the Civil War, you're in trouble. And there's a lot of them.
America won the Civil War. That was one that
That was a woman said that. America won the Civil War. Ah, God almighty. But you're right when you say, what have they been teaching these kids? Honest to God, they don't want to teach them cursory anymore. How are you supposed to sign a check now? Oh, they don't want to sign checks. They don't need that. They can just use their phones now or whatever. Say, oh my God almighty, where are we going?
Speaking about that, Uncle Joe here, he said, all men and women were created by the thing.
By the thing.
I suppose the thing is God, but by the thing. My goodness, the guy can't get out of his way. And I mean to tell you, if they think that he is going to be able to get into a debate with Donald Trump and hold his own, oh my goodness, he can't hold his own with Mayor Pete.
This is the same guy that just last week at the debate said that gun violence has killed 150 million Americans. Say it.
That was,
excuse me. Oh my God!
That was one of Trump's big deals at CPAC that he was talking about. He said, "Melania, did you hear that? We've got to do something about that." Well, I had no idea that half of our nation has been murdered. The people just were roaring in their seats. It was so funny, but. You know, here's the thing, Dick. Whoever he picks as VP, whether it is filling the second slot, Pete,
oh my God,
or Amy Klobuchar, that would be the person who would end up being president, because he is literally at the beginning, or maybe a little bit further, with Alzheimer's or dementia of some kind. This is not normal. This is not just he's. And you know what? I feel very sorry for him if this weren't so important. But we can't have our nation be led, you know. And did you know just by the way? And here's the other thing, Dick. I got to just kind of talk about this for a minute. Oh, the great firewall of South Carolina for Joe Biden. I want to say, you know, Vince Lombardi, what the hell's going on around here?
Yeah.
If Trump did not spend one penny on the general election in South Carolina, and Joe Biden spent $50 million in advertising, Trump would still win South Carolina. There is no firewall for Biden in South Carolina just because he got the black vote there. South Carolina will go for Donald Trump, period. It may be next to West Virginia, the number one state as far as plurality. I mean, I think West Virginia was like 77%. You don't get 77% and stuff like that in the presidential election. It just doesn't happen. But, you know, with Hillary saying, we're going to put a lot of coal miners out of jobs, Well, that did it for the Democrats in West Virginia. Yeah. And, you know, it, I think it was what, through Pennsylvania, and made the victory in Ohio so much stronger than it was, and in Kentucky. And frankly, I think that Virginia, if the real votes were counted, would have gone to Trump. You know, I think that there was corruption involved in why the Democrats won that state. I really do. But, you know, that's just me. Anyway.
Well, what about Bernie talking about, what about Bernie talking about the Green New Deal and putting fossil fuels out of business? I mean, how many hundreds of thousands of people in this country are involved with fossil fuels, cars? I mean, just think about it. And he thinks that is what
The answer to that is every one of them, because everybody rides in a car or a bus or a train or a plane. You know, there are a few people that ride bicycles, you know, to get places, and that's all they have. But there are only a few. Our nation is dependent on fossil fuels, and the extraction of the fossil fuels for oil, fracking for natural gas, and coal are what make America strong, and it's why we are not dependent upon the Saudis or any of the Muslim nations in the Middle East like we used to be under Barack Hussein Obama, Bush, and all the rest of them since World War II. Trump, this is the greatest thing that Trump has done, is make us energy independent, because by being energy independent, can run our own destiny. Because we have to have the oil. And so that meant that we had to just, whatever happened with Saudi Arabia, we had to have that oil. Now, and we're the greatest producer of oil in the world now. This is a good thing, not a bad thing. It is what makes us wealthy when other nations are not. They're buying oil from us. That's what makes us strong. Now, Bernie wants to spend $60 trillion on this health stuff. You take away the oil, we don't have a $20 trillion economy anymore. It goes down to 12 or 14. And you know what that means? Everything will collapse.
Yeah.
Yes. We can't do it. And he isn't smart enough to know it. And neither any of the, you know, Bernie bros who, you know, want to get a bat and beat you over the head with it.
I want everything free. I want everything free. You know, let the billionaires pay for it.
Well, the thing is that if we destroy, then we won't be the we won't have this money for him to tax. It's like, well, we want to take all this money that's being made, but if you destroy what produced the money, then the money no longer exists. And they don't get this. And I want to think, how did that work? I mean, are these people nincompoops? I just don't get it.
Do you think that in the grandiose plan of life that they say someone like Bloomberg has got $60 or $70 billion? Now that's 70. It takes $1,000 billion to make a trillion. And they want to have $60 trillion or 60,000 billion dollars. I'm sorry, folks. There isn't that kind of money with billionaires. There isn't that kind of money in the country, period. Like you said, you know, stock market last week lost $3 trillion. And everybody was like, whoa, you know, I lost some money last week. Well, luckily some of it came back today. But again, that was only three. You know, that's a far cry from 60-something trillion dollars.
Yes. Bloomberg is, I think, the 11th wealthiest man in America. And his wealth, all of his wealth, is 6% of $1 trillion.
Yeah.
That's 6% of $1 trillion. That's it, richest man in America. So that there just is not that kind of wealth among the super wealthy. But, you know, are the super wealthy too wealthy? I mean, I guess. What's the difference between having $48 billion, and $55 billion? I mean, once you get to that level, I mean, you know, what can you do? You can only go to dinner at places so many times. There's just nothing that, after a
how
while,
many yachts
just
do you
no,
own? Yeah. How
you can
many
only
houses
be on one at
want?
A time.
Yeah.
You can only sleep in one place at a time. You know, it just doesn't. You've got all that the wealth. It kind of at a certain point, it's like, well, it doesn't make any difference anymore. But you know, to some people, it does, because that's what motivates them to do the things that they do.
Those are the same people that have started these huge corporations. Yeah, they're billionaires, but how many people are they employing and keeping their families going, their cars going, their houses going? I mean, they just don't seem to understand that it's that these extremely wealthy people, they don't just sit on their money. They work their money. And are they looking for more money? Chances are most of them are. But then again, you know, what at Bloomberg? He's got 40,000 people working for him, and he's the 11th. Go up to the first, like Amazon now or Walmart. How many of these people, they're billionaires, but they're keeping the country running. They're keeping, the middle class and even the lower class. They're keeping America working.
Bernie has never had a job in his entire life, a real job, and he's going to run this nation? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Now, you know, I don't like what Bloomberg would do to run this nation, but I do believe at least that he's capable of doing it. Do I believe that Joe is capable of running? He's never really had. Well, let's put it this way: he hasn't had a job since the 70s. That's a long time to be in government. He's been in government for 50 years.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know what state he's in. Pretty sad. And
sure,
it
really
bad
is.
Stuff. A couple of things, just, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu had a great election victory today. So they've got 36 seats for the Knesset from the Likud party. And to have a majority, you just need to have 37. So he's going to be able to make a deal with somebody for just one seat and be in firm control, which he has not been for the last year. So that's really good news. Another piece of good news, the Judicial Watch has gotten a judge to say, yes, we're going to look into the email server and what Hillary Clinton did. I mean, we've been waiting for years for this to happen.
I want to be able to start singing, another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. she deserves a real nice tunic made out of orange and white jumpsuit. That's what she deserves.
Well, she, if anybody has obstructed justice, she has.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just terrible what she has done. I mean, literally terrible. But you know,
how many people are in the grave between her and Billy Boy, too?
Oh my goodness! I mean, it's terrible, really.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, anyway, on a note that's not as pleasant, I saw this little video clip yesterday where Julian Edelman said he's sitting there with Tom Brady and says he's coming back, and Brady just said no, he isn't. I don't think Tom Brady's going to sign with the Patriots. And at really, for you and me, that's kind of an upsetting thing. It's this isn't the last minute. We've got 2.5 minutes. So
I thought part of this conversation though was about Antonio Brown and not about Brady. Jewel Ellman said he's coming back, being Brown, and Brady said no, he isn't. So it depends on who you talk to.
Is that what that was?
That's what people are saying, yeah. So I think I sent you a little something about that. It was not the same conversation. Well, whatever. But listen, I'm very proud of my older brother. In less than 15 minutes, managed to get three, not two, but three Buttigieg jokes into our conversation. and it was very nice, though, because it just kind of went with the flow of the conversation at the time. So,
yeah,
you know.
I did do a pretty good job with
Jack
that.
Jack plugged it in wherever he could.
You know, Dick, I there's two things I want to say about that. One, I just did not like seeing him make out with his husband on the stage. I've never seen any president or presidential candidate kiss their wives like that, let alone a guy kiss another man. It was just like throwing it in our faces. I didn't like that. It was bothersome.
Did he call him his? Did he call him his husband?
Yeah.
So if he became
he
president, did he become? Would he become the first lady?
Well, he became the first guy. They asked about that and stuff. And there's one other thing I want to say. I want to congratulate the Democratic black people in South Carolina who would have nothing to do with Pete Buttigieg, and that's why he got such low turnout for him.
Yeah.
They did not like that. And for them to do that, I am very proud of them for taking that stand, and I dadgum mean it. We're out of time. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And next week, we'll talk about what in the hell happened in Super Tuesday. Night, y'all. Bye-bye.